Saram, dear listeners, and welcome once again to Radio Sai Vintage Bhajan Classroom. I'm Team Radio Sai's Bishu, and today we have a lovely bhajan adoring our Lord as Lord Shiva. This is how the first line of the bhajan flows.
Jago, 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 Shankara.
So like in every episode of this program, we will learn the lyrics, the tune, the raga, the beat, and then we will discuss about what this bhajan means to us, what this bhajan can do to us. You will hear a conversation with Brother Sonam Gyamso, a former student of Bhagwan's University, and someone who has composed many bhajans by his grace and continues to sing in Prashantanilayam whenever he is here in the Divine Hamlet. So let's get started now with the lyrics. Make sure you pay attention and learn the words clearly.
Jago, 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 Shankara. Jago, jago, Saishwara. Jago, 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 Shankara. Hala, haladhara, he Paramesha. He Tripurari, Jaya Partisha. Gangadhara Shankara, Bala Gangadhara Shankara, Saishwara Shankara.
Now that we know the lyrics, here is how this bhajan should be sung.
We are singing this in G Pancham.
Jago, 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 Shankara. Jago, 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 Shankara. Jago, 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 Shankara. Jago, 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 Shankara. Jago, jago, Saishwara. Jago, jago, Saishwara. Jago, jago, Saishwara. Jago, jago, Saishwara. Jago, 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 Shankara. Jago, 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 Shankara. Hala, hala, dhara, he Paramesha. 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 He Tripurari, Jaya Partisha. He Tripurari, Jaya Partisha. He Tripurari, Jaya Partisha. He Tripurari, Jaya Partisha. Gangadhara Shankara. Gangadhara Shankara. Gangadhara Shankara. Gangadhara Shankara. Saishwara Shankara. Saishwara Shankara. Saishwara Shankara. Saishwara Shankara. ബാലഗംഗാധര ശങ്കര,
ബാലഗംഗാധര ശങ്കര,
ബാലഗംഗാധര ശങ്കര,
ബാലഗംഗാധര ശങ്കര,
സായീശ്വര ശങ്കര,
സായീശ്വര ശങ്കര,
സത്യസായീശ്വര ശങ്കര,
സത്യസായീശ്വര ശങ്കര,
ജാഗോ 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 ശങ്കര.
So that's a powerful bhajan on Lord Shiva. Brother Srinivasulu gave us a demonstration of the tune. So let us learn a little more on the technical composition of the bhajan. So Anirudh, what are your thoughts on the raga of the bhajan?
Saram Vishu.
Saram.
This powerful bhajan is in raga, largely based on the raga Shivaranjini in the classical music. And there are a couple of lines where the Tivra Ma is also added along with the Shivaranjini. And it gives a very beautiful feeling when you add this Ma. Let me just show you through the Shivaranjini first. Sa Re Shudri Ga Komal Ga Pa Dha Shudha Dha Sa Dha Pa Ga Re Sa Dha Re Sa. You also have many other notes in Shivaranjini, but in this bhajan those notes are not there. Sa Re Ga Re Sa Da Da, the Komal Da. Pa Da Sa Re Ga, that is the Shuddha Ga. In this bhajan, there is one line where this beautiful note comes.
Gangadhara Shankara.
So when you do the swaras for the bhajan, you'll know that.
Ga 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 re ga ga.
Both the shuddha and the komal ga comes. And it actually adds a lot of power and a variety to the composition. And as I told you, the tivra ma, when you add along with the Shivaranjini, it gives another flavor. The third line.
Hala hala dhara Paramesha Sare Ga Pa Ma.
There is one more rag called Hemavati, and it goes into a little bit that way, but just to get one note from a totally out of the region and then adding along with the composition adds a lot of flavor. Means that alone, that line alone, when I sing, I'm reminded of more bhajans like
Maithili Pate Raghunandana Rama Raghava Gajanana He Gaza.
These bhajans belong to the Madhuvanti category. But the most of the lines of Jago Jago Shankara are based on Shivaranjini. So that's how I am thinking it can be said that it is composed on Shivaranjini with a little bit deviation of adding few notes like Ma and other notes.
And Shivaranjini is a very, very fantastic raga when you really want to convey a depth of emotion.
Yes.
I mean,
yes,
isn't it?
The way you communicate to Lord,
yes,
the way you pine to the Lord, it yes, actually helps you to connect that way.
Karuna antaranga karira javarada Kamalesh Sri Sai Rama, Omkara Rama, Prashanti Rama, Parabrahma Satya Sai Rama, Kamalesh Sri Sai Rama, Kamalesh Sri Sai Rama. Shivaya Parameshwaraya Chandrasekharaya Namo, Bhavaya Gunasambhavaya Shivatandavaya Namo. Pahi Mahesha, He Jagadisha.
So all these versions had the pining element in them.
Yeah.
The Karunantaranga.
Nandalala, Nandalala, Daya Karo Bhagavan.
So yeah, I think once we sing this bhajan, once we learn its swaras and practice, this will become another beautiful bhajan to connect to the Lord.
Yes. So yes. Let's take the first line.
Yeah.
Jago, 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 Shankara, Papa Gari Gari Sadasa,
Papa Gari Gari Sadasa.
Jago jago Saishwara, Papa Gari Gari Sadasari,
Papa Gari Gari Sadasari.
Hala Hala Dhara He Paramesha, Sari ga pa 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 ma pa da ma pa ga,
Sari ga pa 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 ma pa da ma pa ga.
He Tripurari Jaya Pardesha, Ga Gari Ga Ga Gari Sadasa Sa,
Ga Gari Ga Ga Gari Sadasa Sa.
Ganga Dhara Shankara, Ga 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 Gari Ga Gari Sa,
Ga 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 Gari Ga Gari Sa.
Saishwara Shankara, Ri 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 Sagari,
Ri 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 Sagari.
Bala Gangadhara Shankara, Sari Ga Pa 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 Ma Pa Da Pa Ma Pa Ma Ga,
Sari Ga Pa 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 Ma Pa Da Pa Ma Pa Ma Ga.
Satya Saishwara Shankara, Sa Sari Re Re Gari Sadasa,
Sa Sari Re Re Gari Sadasa.
So let's discuss the beat of the bhajan also.
Yes, the beat of this bhajan is the regular 8-beat, Aditalam or Kahirva in the classical music. Let's have a small demonstration with the help of Kanjira. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3.
Jago, 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 Shankara.
jago 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 shankara
jago jago saishwara
jago jago saishwara
hala hal dhara ke parmesha
hala hal dhara
त्रिपुरारि जयपतिशा
त्रिपुरारि जयपतिशा
गंगाधरा शंकरा
गंगाधरा शंकरा
साईश्वरा शंकरा
साईश्वरा शंकरा
गंगाधरा शंकरा
बाल गंगाधरा शंकरा
सत्य साईश्वरा शंकरा
सत्य साईश्वरा शंकरा
सत्य साईश्वरा शंकरा
सत्य साईश्वरा शंकरा
जागो 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 शंकरा
ब्यूटिफुल थैंक यू सो मच अनिरुद्ध एंड अरविंद साई
थैंक यू
बिशु साई राम साई राम सो इट्स टाइम नाउ टू अंडरस्टैंड द सिग्निफिकेंस ऑफ एवरी वर्ड ऑफ दिस भजन एंड वी विल डू इट थ्रू ए कॉन्वर्सेशन विद ब्रदर सोनम गैम्सो an alumnus of Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning who had the chance to sing in the divine physical presence of Bhagwan for more than a decade during his student days and even now sings in Prashant and Lim whenever he is here. Sairam Brother Sonam and welcome once again to Radio Sai Vintage Bhajan Classroom.
Sairam Vishu.
Swami has given us this opportunity today to discuss about this lovely bhajan, Jago Jago Shankara.
Yeah.
And you know, whenever you think about Bhagwan, of course, Swami is the dimensionless phenomenon. But you know, to so many devotees, they relate to Bhagwan as Shiva very easily.
Yeah.
And when you think about the different facets that make this personality called Shiva.
Yeah.
And when you map that with Bhagwan, you know, it is so easy for us to visualize Bhagwan as Shiva. Swami himself has announced, he is Shiva Shakti Swarupa.
Yeah.
But this version is a little interesting, you know, he says, Jago Jago Shankara.
Yeah.
So are we asking for Shiva to wake up?
Wake up. It's just like Jagato Dharini Mata Durga also.
Yeah.
Jago Jago Ma.
Jago Jago Ma.
It's a very mystical, a very esoteric type of prayer. When we say Jago Jago Shankara. So many times Swami would tell us that Shankara is one who bestows upon you goodness.
Yes.
Mangalya.
Auspiciousness.
Auspiciousness. So you are maybe asking God, asking the auspiciousness in which is latent in you to wake up.
Yes.
Because in a supine position, we are most of the time, in most of the human beings are not exuding the type of auspiciousness that we, that is basically our nature. So it's already latent in us, goodness and badness, everything is latent in us. So to bring forth the good part of us, the auspicious part of us, that is why I used to, when I was in my teens, and I had heard the morning Suprabhatam, I used to feel, and especially when I was in the Prashanti Mandir, I used to feel Swami is sleeping there inside, and we are waking him up now. So it was a very vivid imagery of Swami lying down there, maybe in the Sheshashayi posture, and then all the concourse of devotees sitting there and together saying, please wake up. Tava Suprabhatam, it's already dawn, please wake up. And it took years of, you know, being in His presence as a student that gave me this profound thought, this profound feel that actually I am waking myself up
yes.
from my eternal slumber.
Yes. I think when you do Suprabhatam in the morning,
yeah.
that is when, you know, you are, especially when you do after Omkaram,
yeah.
you are actually energizing yourself with God's energy.
Really?
Isn't it?
The Omkar is so powerful.
So powerful.
And those days in the morning, Omkar used to go on and on. Like, once I timed it,
mm-hmm.
the Omkar lasted 21 Omkars was almost 18 minutes.
Mm.
Can you imagine the breath of one Omkar? It was done in such earnestness. And the width of the Omkar, the breath, you know, it was so, so fantastic, so beautiful. It's not just doing, you know, counting numbers and doing Omkars. But counting your, you know, relying on your breath. Focusing on your breath. And then doing Omkar. So that Omkar was suffused with that energy.
In fact, if you do Omkar the way Bhagwan mentions,
yeah.
you know, just like a plane coming from far, and as it approaches,
yeah.
and then as it slowly merges into the horizon,
yeah.
you will actually feel that you are becoming one with the cosmos.
Exactly.
Because you start to resonate with the heartbeat of the cosmos.
Exactly.
Because Om is the sound of the cosmos.
Absolutely.
And when you do that in the morning, you know, before Suprabhatam, when you are doing this Omkaram, then when you are doing the Suprabhatam,
yeah.
you are really awakening such immense potentialities in
yeah.
you. You are awakening the God consciousness, you are awakening infinite energy, infinite strength, infinite talent, infinite capabilities, and everything that God has given you.
Yeah.
He's packed everything and sent you down to earth,
yeah.
and everything is there in you. And these are just very, very simple disciplines, simple exercises you do, and you are filled with that energy.
Yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. No, as you said, when it, you know, the imagery of the aeroplane coming from a distance, so it's going right into your past.
Mm.
Coming to the present,
yeah,
and then going back in future, you know.
Mm.
So it's the confluence of Om is the confluence of past, present, and future, the Brahma, Vishnu, and Mahesha aspect. So it's not only Brahma, Vishnu, and Mahesha who are embodied as what we see in icons or in paintings. These are beautiful imaginations which are, you know. Made visible. But God as an abstraction, which is the past, the present, in short, not only the past, present and future, but the whole flow of time. So Om is the time signature, the signature of time. And it embodies, by chanting Om, I am reminding myself again and again that I am not only the present, but I have come from an ancient past.
Yes.
I am timelessness. And I can reach out, I am reaching out for the future.
Yes.
And everything done within the matrix of time.
Wow.
I am time itself. So by chanting Omkar, imagine with this thought when I chant Omkar, how much energy I would derive out of it. That I identify myself with time itself. I am nothing but time. No birth, no death.
Hmm. Wow. That is awakening.
That's awakening.
I mean, Swami says, what is the difference between Shivam and Shavam?
Exactly.
Just the life force.
Yes.
The life force is Shivam.
Yeah.
So you are awakening the infinite potency.
Yeah.
Which is all the time in you. I
yeah.
think that is what is Jago, Jago, Shankara.
Yeah.
Jago, Jago, Saishwara.
Now we are Shava.
Hmm.
And then we become conscious.
Yes.
We awaken ourselves and we become Shiva.
Wow.
So, to become Shiva, it's a clarion call to each one of us to ourselves that, come on, be Shiva. Be the reality that you are. So, Jago Jago Shankara. Such a, esoterically when you look at it, it's such a powerful line. It's a great mantra.
It is like beckoning all of us. Just like, you know, Vivekananda said, arise awake.
Yeah.
Stop not till you are awakened.
Yeah.
It's like that.
Exactly.
It is just goading us that don't think of yourself as someone limited. Don't think of yourself as just this body. You are that fantastic, phenomenal power of the divine.
Yeah.
Wow. And you know, imagine what energy it will fill us with if you sing this bhajan with this kind of feeling, with this kind of understanding and this kind of vibration in us.
Wow. Each om would be, Swami so many times would tell us, you do the omkar properly, rest of the bhajans will be beautiful.
Wow.
But you are not prepared for the bhajan, so you are in a hurry, you do the omkar, so the bhajans fall on each other. If you do the omkar properly,
it's the same with life.
Yeah.
Get up early in the morning.
Yeah.
And do your omkar properly.
Exactly.
Then everything in the day will happen as planned and as beautifully orchestrated by the divine.
Yeah.
You get up very late, you have no time for omkar, then everything in the day just falls on each other.
The entire structure of the day falls apart. Yeah. Everything is gone. The beautiful significance of being awake between 4 and 8.
Yes.
Swami would say that.
Yes.
The ways of the yogi.
Yes.
Between 4 and 8 you wake up. Don't sleep. But most of us, you know, we are so much used to the tyranny of the senses. I feel like just pulling the blanket a little more. And sleeping, so no more jago. And when you wake up, it's already 8, already 9. Then it's like a reiteration that Shankara is no other than Saishwara. Jago, jago, Saishwara.
In fact, I remember one very interesting incident which is mentioned in the book Loknath Sai. This Loknath Mudaliar, this family, they came to Bhagwan way back in the 40s. And so the author, she writes that, you know, those were so much to live with them in their house. And so one day, so I picked up one book. And in this book, this author, she used to keep leaves. You know, we have these children have this habit of keeping leaves inside the pages of the book.
Yeah.
And she was a botany student. So she would do that. So one day Swami picked up this book, and Swami turned the pages, this leaf came out, and then Swami put it back, and then just tapped on the book, and again you opened exactly on that page where the leaf was, and Swami asked, how is the leaf now? And And this devotee, who was then just a student, a young girl, she said, Swami, oh my God, this is how the leaf will be if I had kept it in the book for 10 days.
Oh.
Then, you know, the leaf will be reduced to its skeletal.
Yeah.
And it will be absolutely dried.
Yeah, yeah.
No, this is how the leaf will be actually if I had left it in the book like this.
For 10 days.
For 10 days. And you did it in a minute. Swami just tapped and it had dried up completely.
Beautiful.
And Swami said, hey, this is Agni Hasta.
Beautiful.
This hand is the hand of fire. I was reminded of Swami as Shiva, you know, he wants in a moment, he can reduce anything to vibhuti, anything to ash.
Yeah, that way you remind me of that beautiful moment, you know, during the Veda Puru Saptagyan Yajna.
Yes.
Way back in 1980, I think, Veda Puru Saptagyan Yajna. And the pandits, they had all assembled there. The Yajna was to begin and the fire had to be brought out. Very traditionally, by rubbing two sticks together. And when this was happening, and the fire wouldn't emit at all, the fire wouldn't, you know, burn, like the fire didn't come out. So when there was no manifestation of fire, they were doing it very vigorously, and Swami just came and stood near the Yajna Kunda, and Swami just looked into the pit, went for the Yajna. And the moment he looked into that, I saw, and there were a lot of people around me who saw, two flames of fire falling down his eyes on the dried leaves, whatever they had kept on the wood, and it caught fire.
Oh, wow.
Like, it was just like transmitting fire right out of his eyes. And then when it happened, then Swami said, "Now do it, Jai." And Yajna started. Now it was done in such a, when Swami does a miracle, this is one of the most profound miracles. Anywhere in this world it would have made, like, not ripples but waves, you know. But when Swami does it, this is again the proof that this is my swabhavam.
Yes, Swami say, idi naaku sahajam.
Yeah, sahajam.
Yes.
He did it sahajam, and then people also looked at it, and it was so natural.
Probably many would not know.
Wouldn't know. But when it happened, it was so natural for him that no one noticed it properly. You know, there were a few people who applauded, but then this is how the yagyam started. So the Shiva aspect,
Saishwara
aspect. That halahal dhara also is a wonderful word again.
Oh yes.
Imagine all the good and bad people getting together to churn the ocean. The ocean of life has to be churned. All the good and bad, all the elements are there in us.
Yes.
And then when the churning happens, what comes out first are all the bad things. Swami would so many times say, when you come to Prashanti Nilayam, when you come to Sai, all the bad in you will surface.
Hmm.
Because they have to be burnt out.
Yes.
In the fire of yoga. And then, if you at that time hold my hands and say that it's a very painful burning sensation, don't burn me now, then you will live as you are. I'll just leave you. You will have to wait for eternity again to get this opportunity to be burnt and cleansed. So to be burnt in the fire of this eternal fire of Swami's compassion, the fire of yoga. You know, everything surfaces in you, all the bad. Suddenly, all of a sudden, you are a very angry man. Because till yesterday, I might have been pretending that I am on the spiritual path and I shouldn't get angry. But the anger was all the time latent in me. It had not been sublimated in that fire of yoga. But when you come to his presence, and all of a sudden, lot of things you start witnessing in you. You get angry, you get jealous, all the negative qualities, they come out, like the haladhar, halahal. And ultimately, the crux of all this badness, the halahal, that also comes out, and that actually, you know, anticipates the emergence of the amritam.
Yes.
So before the amritam comes out, all the bad has to go. So the churning happens inside. Each one of us, we have gone through that churning.
Yes.
Swami has made us go through the churning process. Maybe it was a very subsidiary experience, but then we have all gone through the thick and thin of it in Prashant Lam. He would churn.
I think the journey goes on.
It goes on.
Because until
it's happening.
The last trace of impurity is there in you,
yeah,
the churning will go on.
Exactly.
But the most beautiful thing is, he is there supporting the churning.
Exactly. That makes it very easy for us to, you know, bear the churning.
Yes.
The process.
Yes.
Go through it.
And if you're not able to handle it, he is there to again partake it.
Yeah. Yeah. Halahaldhar.
Ultimately Shiva took the entire burden.
Yeah.
Of the world.
Yeah, exactly.
The burden of all the evil of the world.
And even in doing that, he looked so beautiful.
Oh yeah.
The Neelakantha he became.
Yeah. In fact, you know, it makes me think that constantly this is what is happening in the world, you know.
Yeah.
There is so much good and there is so much evil that is happening. This churning process is going on and we have no idea how much the Lord is taking it upon Himself.
Yeah.
Just for the sake of
exactly
the preservation of the world.
Yeah.
And it is happening continuously.
Yeah.
And if we want to do anything for the Lord, if we at all say that we love the Lord, then the least we can do is ensure that at least the amount of the poison that He has to take at least reduces.
No doubt about it.
At least we can contribute that, you know, there is less of the evil that He has to take it upon Himself. I think that is our contribution.
Yeah.
To this Lord who has no other name than sacrifice. I mean, the best expression of love is sacrifice.
Sacrifice.
And when Swami says God is love, what is Shiva? Shiva is just sacrifice.
Definitely. Yeah, you said it so beautifully. Shiva is sacrifice.
That's
the very epitome of Tyaga, Vairagya. That is why the ash all around him,
yes,
everywhere. It's the ash symbolizes sacrifice, the complete renunciation.
You're in the world,
yeah,
but not touched with anything of the world.
Exactly.
And another very beautiful phrase here also is "Hey Tripurari,
Tripurari,
Jai Partisha." There's a big story of Lord Shiva vanquishing Tripurasura.
Tripurasura, yeah, Tripurasura.
But I think if you look at that story,
the Asura who was reigning over the three realms.
Three realms.
Yeah.
Yes. And you know, I think the legend has all that story of, you know, he had these three forts. One was made of gold, silver, iron.
Yeah.
And he had this boon that no one can annihilate him. And then finally, he manages to extract this boon from Brahma. That only when all these three forts, which are all the time moving,
yeah,
in all the three worlds or whatever, only when they are aligned, and that happens once in, I don't know, million or billion years,
mm-hmm,
and only when they are aligned, and if anyone can strike at that point in time, that nick moment,
that moment, yeah,
that moment, and only then he can be annihilated.
In one clean sweep,
yes,
he had
in
to
one
do
clean
it.
Sweep, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
One stroke,
yes.
One masterly stroke.
But the most beautiful thing about this entire Tripurasura episode is, of course, the gods, they don't know how to deal with him. And, you know, once he gets the boon, Tripura Sura, just like any other demon, gets arrogant, and you know, and the gods are wondering how to deal with him. Then finally, they've come to Lord Shiva, and everyone thinks, how can Shiva? How will Shiva be able to annihilate,
yeah,
this demon? So you have all the gods who give their weapons. So you have the Vishnu gives Sudarshan Chakra, the Devi comes and Shakti gives her own weapons, and you have Indra.
Invincible.
Yeah. So they want to make Shiva invincible. They equip Shiva with all the weapons that all the gods and all the realms have.
Yeah.
And it's and that's how Shiva starts on this mission
against the Tripurasura.
Against,
yeah,
the Tripura. And the most interesting thing is, when in that nick moment, you know, Shiva goes there, and when they are all waiting to see how, with their support, Shiva ultimately is now annihilating this Asura.
Yeah.
Shiva just stands there still. He just looks at Tripurasura and smiles.
Beautiful.
That's all he does.
And Tripurasura is vanquished.
And vanquished.
None of those missiles ever used.
Only missile that Shiva used is Prema.
Yeah, prema. And that bewitching smile.
And that bewitching smile. Yeah.
Which is the expression of that prema.
Yes. And to, I feel that was a fantastic... Shiva really vanquished the demon. The demon of ego, not only in Tripura, but in everyone in the Devas.
Yeah,
in
yeah,
every
yeah.
Everyone who thought that, thanks to our support, Shiva is now going to annihilate Tripura Asura.
Yeah.
Shiva told them, all I need to vanquish is not the Tripura Asura in front of you. I need to vanquish the Tripura Asura which is there in each one of you.
Each one of you. Yes.
And I can do
each
that.
Each one of those people who thought that they were empowering Shiva.
Yes.
With those arms and armaments.
Yes.
And all of a sudden he doesn't need to use all that. And everybody is vanquished.
Everybody.
The Tripura, the Asura in everyone is vanquished.
I think if you see, that is what Swami does all the time.
All the time. But these stories are, these beautiful stories from the Puranas, these are all very didactic.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, these stories have such deep esoteric meaning. And as you said, the gold, the fort made of yes. gold, silver and all that.
Yes.
Beautiful.
And so that is what Bhagwan is Pratisha, He Tripurari Jai Pratisha. That is what Pratisha yeah. is doing all yeah. the time. Swami says in that interview to journalists in Mumbai many years ago in the 60s, he says, when they ask him, what is the methodology? What is your merchandise? What have you come with? When he says that I have descended, and Swami very clearly says, I have come with only love as my weapon. That yeah. is my weapon, that is my merchandise, that is my instrument, that is my everything.
Beautiful.
This bhajan is again goading us, you know. Jago, jago, wake up. Wake up to be that love that the Lord wants you to be.
Even here, you know, when you say, Hey Tripurari, Jai Pratisha, it could have been, Hey Tripurari, Hey Pratisha. But Jai is yes. the outcome of
yes.
vanquishing
yes.
the Tripurasura.
The triumph of love.
The triumph of love. So Jai is very much yes. needed here.
Yes.
In this beautiful beautiful line. And the Lord of Pratisha. Gangadhara Shankara. Again, yes. Gangadhara is another word again. You know,
yes.
It puts you into sheer ecstasy. Just the whole story of
yes.
Ganga descending down on earth.
Yes.
The whole story itself is so beautiful.
Again, the only word that comes to my mind is sacrifice.
Yes.
You know, for the sake of the world,
yeah.
the world needed Ganga.
Yeah.
So for that, Shiva didn't mind taking the entire load.
The force of the...
The force yeah. of the waters on his head.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter, you land on my head.
Yeah.
I will take it. You know, so he's taking, you know, we saw he took the poison of the world on his throat. He's taking the burden.
Yeah.
Of
the force of the...
Force of... What will sustain the earth, he's taking the entire burden on his head.
Yeah.
He's taking the burden of the earth on his head. He's taking the poison of the world on his throat. I mean, what else? Can we have a better...
Example.
Better description, better yeah. example, better illustration of what sacrifice is.
Exactly.
And that is what Shiva is. And in fact, and anyone who has lived with Swami at close quarters has also seen... How Bhagwan's life is absolutely, from dawn till dusk, a saga of sacrifice.
Exactly.
There is no end to what length you can talk about Bhagwan as Shiva. But I think this bhajan is goading us to at least get started
exactly.
On that endeavor. And every time if we sing it with that power, with that energy and with that intensity
yeah.
to awaken...
Yeah.
That latent energy in us, and I yeah. think then we would have done justice to this beautiful gift that Bhagwan has given us.
In the form of life.
Yes.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you so much,
Sairam. That was Brother Sonam Gyamso, an enthusiastic bhajan composer and singer, and someone who has spent so much of his time and energy trying to disseminate the glory and the beauty of Sai Bhajans. So with that, we come to the last segment of this classroom. You will now listen to this bhajan as it is sung in the Sanctum Sanctorum of Prashantanilayam.
Jago, 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 Shankara.
Jago, 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 Shankara.
Jago, 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 Shankara.
Jago, jago, Shankara.
Jago, jago, Sai Ishwara.
So that brings us to the end of the current episode of Radio Sai Vintage Bhajan Classroom. If you have any queries or comments, as always, you can write to listener@radiosai.org. With gratitude and love, we offer this endeavor at His lotus feet.